Blog Talk Radio. Hello, this is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Women Radio. The goal of this program and every Entrepreneurial Women Radio show is to share practical and real-world success strategies for growing ourselves personally, professionally, and financially. It's all about women supporting women in business. You can read more about my coaching programs, mastermind groups, and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, this is Sharon Michaels, and I've owned my own business for over 25 years. I mentor, coach, and empower women who've chosen to own their own businesses to greater personal and professional success. It's from working with entrepreneurial women just like you and me that I realized many of us are looking for role models, success stories, and practical how-tos for growing our businesses. Today, I want to talk about 10 tips for writing good sales copy. And you're saying to yourself, but I don't need to know how to write good sales copy. But let me share something. I believe that whether you're a sales professional, a small business owner, or a network marketer, sometime soon you may need to write what I call sales copy. It could be for your website, an email blast, or an actual sales presentation. Well-written sales copy is designed so the reader will take action and to purchase whatever you're offering. So here are my 10 quick tips for writing good sales copy. Number one, know your product. Know it inside and out. Do your research and be sure to get your facts straight. I'm a huge believer that you must be a product of the product. You can't sell or share or offer something you know nothing about. Number two, have an end goal in mind. As you sit down to write your sales copy, ask yourself, what action do I want my reader to take? Then write your copy with the actionable goal in your mind, in the forefront of your mind. Number three, write about the benefits of your product or service. Remember, it's not about you. For example, your sales copy could stress that your product or service will make your customer happy, more comfortable, more secure, more successful. It's the benefits of your product that will get them to take action. Number four, make your copy interesting and intriguing. Use headlines that grab attention and copy that will arouse curiosity and invite the reader to buy what you're offering. Number five, be honest and be accurate. Don't make promises or claims that you can't or won't be able to keep. Let me just recap the first five. Number one, know your product. Number two, have an end goal in mind. Number three, write about the benefits of your product or service. Number four, make your copy interesting and intriguing. Number five, be honest and be accurate. Let's go on. Number six, be specific. Good sales copy is about painting vivid pictures of what your product or service can do for your customers. Give helpful examples of what your product can do and why your reader should make the purchase now. Number seven, organize your sales copy. Not only do you need to paint a vivid picture, but that picture needs to be a logical and well-organized one. Here's a rule of thumb. Good sales copy always has an enticing headline, creates interest, gives details, and ends with a strong call to action. Number 8, sales copy should be easy to read. Write as if you're talking to your customer in person. You're sitting across the table from one another. Use an easy conversational style. Too many words can be overwhelming. Consider leaving white space, using bullet points, and when possible, include illustrations. Number 9, appeal to the emotions. The whole purpose of your sales copy is to have your reader take an action. Appeal to your readers what I call gut feelings, their emotions, and have them want to take action. And finally, number 10, have a strong call to action. Ask your reader to take immediate action. Don't assume that they'll know what you want them to do. Use words like, I invite you to, come join us now, just hit reply. Well, you know what I mean. So let me go through the final 5 again. Number 6 was be specific. Number 7, organize your sales copy. Number 8, sales copy should be easy to read. Number 9, appeal to the emotions. And finally, number 10 was have a strong call to action. Once your sales copy is finished, ask a friend or an associate to read your work and give you an honest reaction. Also, have someone proofread your copy before you send it out to your customers. Well thought out and well written sales copy can often mean the difference between closing the sale and losing the sale. My suggestion is to keep fine-tuning your sales skills and then document which sales copy style and words produce the greatest number of sales. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Entrepreneurial Women radio programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Entrepreneurial Women Radio as a free podcast. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. You can read more about my coaching programs, mastermind groups, and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams. Available now on Amazon.com. And in fact, check out all of my business and personal development books available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.